KJAN Sports.
Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN. Sports being brought to you here this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
And starting off, taking a look at the State Coed Track and Field Championships as Championship Saturday on the way here today with lots of finals events to be run. We'll have updates for you throughout the day here on KJN. Our first report will come your way at 9:45 this morning, and we'll continue on the 45s here the rest of the day up until 4:45, our scheduled last report. And, of course, that'll depend on how things are going and how they wrap up. We want to have a full report there at the final one to put everything up and tie it up into a bow, and we'll have that later on here today. So keep it tuned here to KJN. We'll have all those updates for you. Also follow along on our sports page at KJN.com with the latest updates. And if you're a Twitter user, you can follow my handle at CherokeeCP for some of those updates throughout the day as well. Some highlights from yesterday in the boys' side of things. In Class 1A, it was Nolan Smith of Audubon qualifying first fastest in the 110-meter hurdles. He had the top time of 14.92. Parker Powers of Fremont Mills also qualified fifth. Nolan Smith of Audubon also took eighth place in the 400 hurdles yesterday with a time of 56.73. Sam Obert of Coon Rapids Baird was a fourth-place medal winner in the high jump. Parker Powers of Fremont Mills took fifth, and Zach Benedict of Sydney took seventh. Grizzled took eighth in the distance medley relay finals. The team of A.J. Hartman, Clay Amos, Preston Good, and David Thompson there. The discus was Sam Phillips of Fremont Mills taking second place. Jalen Malone of Boyer Valley took eighth. Joseph Zeiger was just outside the medals for Audubon in ninth. In the 4x4 prelims, St. Albert finished with the fourth fastest qualifying time, and Mount Air had the eighth fastest time, so they'll head to the finals. In Class 2A, Lucas Chitava of Clarinda took eighth in the 110 hurdle prelims, so he'll be in the finals there. AHSTW took a seventh-place medal in the 4x2. The team of Sam Peterson, Cordell Armstrong, Jake Martin, and Gage Clay. In the high jump, Miles Ruepiper of Kemper Catholic was the state champion. He cleared 6'6". He follows up his win in the long jump on Thursday with the win in the high jump on Friday. Also in the 400 hurdles, Brett Daly of Trainer took second place. Kemper Catholic took eighth in the 4x1 prelims, so they'll head to the finals there. And Matt Webner of Panorama was a fourth-place medal winner in the discus. In Class 3A, Grant Reed of Atlantic was the second-fastest qualifier in the 110 hurdles, so he'll head to the finals there. He ran 14.79 yesterday. Nick Foss of Harlan was third in the long jump. In the 4x2, Glenwood took fourth place with a time of 131.09. Also, Harlan was 21st there. Atlantic ended up being disqualified from that event. In the 400 hurdles finals, Grant Reed of Atlantic took a sixth-place medal with a time of 55.56. Atlantic was 20th in the distance medley finals. From the 4x4, Glenwood finished fourth, and Atlantic came in ninth, just outside of qualifying, so Glenwood will be in the finals. And also in Class 4A yesterday, Alec Moss of Lewis Central was the eighth fastest qualifier in the 110 hurdles, and Lewis Central also qualified fifth in the 4x4. On the girls' side, the distance medley was won by Maple Valley Anthon Odo in Class 1A yesterday. Logan Magnolia was second, East Mills third, and Nottoway Valley sixth. Teresa Mogler of Bedford was fifth fastest in the 100 hurdle prelims, and Alyssa Johnson of Mount Air qualified eighth. Marin Phillips of Sydney was a second-place medal winner in the discus with the best toss of 123.03. Clara Schaff of Fremont Mills took an eighth-place medal in the 400 hurdles. Bailey Housechild of Fremont Mills was a second-place winner in the high jump with clearing 5.2. Teresa Mogler of Bedford was 7th, and Mackenzie Shields of Mount Air took 8th. In the 4x4, Maple Valley was the top qualifier, and Logan Magnolia also qualified for the finals with the 7th fastest time. In Class 2A, Underwood was 6th in the distance medley yesterday. Also, Kristen Culp of West Central Valley qualified 3rd in the 100 hurdle prelims. Morgan Jonk of Panorama also qualified 6th fastest. Lydia Knapp of Panorama took 7th in the discus. Also in 2A, it was Kristen Culp of West Central Valley winning the 400 hurdles with a time of 104.84. J.C. Schumann of AHSTW was a 6th place medal winner there with a time of 107.44. Morgan Jonk of Panorama took 5th in the high jump, and Missouri Valley qualified 7th in the 4x1. In Class 3A, Allison Bruck of Harlan was the 7th fastest qualifier in the 100 hurdles, and Hannah Hood of Creston was a state champion in the shot put. She had a best toss of 42 feet 4 and a half inches. Also in the girls' results in Class 4A, Katie Jones of Lewis Central was a 3rd place medal winner in the shot put. She had a best toss of 40 feet 6 inches, and Darby Thomas of Abraham Lincoln was the state runner-up in the long jump. She had a best jump of 18 feet 3 inches. There. That's a look at your highlights from yesterday's action. Today's action gets underway at 9 o'clock here this morning. The first final of the day will be the sprint medley relay final for both the boys and the girls. Moving on to other high school sports yesterday, the Atlantic boys golf team is headed to the state tournament for the 2nd year in a row after winning their district meet at Atlantic Golf and Country Club yesterday. The Trojans battled through a drizzly day to shoot a 309 team total. Ben Reno led the charge with a 73, and he was medalist. The Trojans will now head to the 3A state tournament on May 26th and 27th at Spring Valley Golf Course in Livermore. ADM and Norwalk also qualified as teams from the district. Atlantic at 309 in first. ADM was 2nd with a 321. Norwalk shot 323. And Winterset also competing with a 340. Ben Reno led the way, as we mentioned, with that 73. Jake Olson was 3rd with a 76. Nate Gifford shot 78. Matt Gearhart, 82. Kyle Reno, 83. And Zach Stork in 84 yesterday. Also, other qualifiers from yesterday, and lots of district meets going on. Of course, and now the list of state qualifiers is out. In Class 1A, the tournament will be played at the American Legion Golf Course in Marshalltown, and that field will include Coon Rapids Bayard. They were qualifiers yesterday by shooting a 329 total. The team of Colton Lenz, Isaac McAllister, Brody Schlepp, Trenton Goulet, Zach Lee, and Nathan Derner will be headed there to the state tourney. In Class 2A, a few teams here from Southwest Iowa will be competing at Lakeside Golf Course in Fort Dodge. Kemper Catholic was a qualifier yesterday. They shot 318 to be the 2nd top qualifying team. Jared Tigges, Ryan Photo, Nate Mertz, Jacob Schleichman, Cole Collison, and Sam Owen on that team there for Kemper. Also, Panorama qualified with a 331 total yesterday. Clarinda qualifying with a 355, and Shenandoah qualified with a 356 total. So they'll all compete in the 2A state tournament. And in 3A, as we mentioned, at Spring Valley Golf Course in Livermore, Atlantic, the lone area team that qualified to compete there. In other sporting notes, the Cleveland Cavaliers set an NBA record by building a 41-point halftime lead in a 130-86 assault on the Celtics in Boston. LeBron James scored 22 of his 30 points before the Cavs took a 72-31 advantage into intermission. The Cavaliers have won 13 straight playoff games since last year's finals and lead the Eastern Conference Finals 3-0. The Pittsburgh Penguins have evened the NHL's Eastern Conference Finals at 2 games apiece by taking a 3-0 lead before holding off the Senators 3-2 in Ottawa. Sidney Crosby had a goal and an assist to support Matt Murray, who stopped 24 shots in his first start of the playoffs. Ole Mata and Brian Dumoulin also scored for the Penguins. Eduardo Nunez doubled in 2 runs in the 9th inning, and the San Francisco Giants rallied to defeat the St. Louis Cardinals last night 6-5, a game we had for you here on KJN. Those teams will match up again here today with a 5:20 pregame. Pinch hitter Kennedy Vargas launched a tying 2-run homer in the 9th inning, and Jorge Polanco hit a sacrifice fly in the 10th, lifting the Twins over the Royals 4-3 last night as well. That's a look at some of the latest in sports here on KJN Sports, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.